On this episode of the Pep Talk Podcast, we are talking about the power of taking a break. Yeah, take a break. But first, I have a question for you. Have you had your dose of pep today? No? Don't worry. I've got you. Now let's get into it. Welcome to the Pep Talk Podcast, the podcast that cheers you on and coaches you up. I'm your host, Coach Jay, a life coach in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're excited. We're getting ready for this eclipse coming today, and I hope that you are in a place where you can catch this solar eclipse. I geek out, you know, when we have these natural phenomena that happen. I think that they are really, really cool. We are supposed to get a totality, so I cannot wait to see if that happens. I hope that you get a cool view no matter where you are. I know everybody won't get a cool view, but I hope that you are in a place where you will get a cool view of the solar eclipse. Yo, this is episode 36, which marks the end of season 2. Season 1 was 28 episodes, season 2 was 36. And so since January of 2023, we have put out 54 episodes. That is crazy. That's nuts. And so I am so thankful for all of you for rocking with me. Those of you who have left ratings and reviews, I appreciate you all so much. Your emails, I just thank you. If you have ever taken the time to click on a link and listen to an episode, to tap into the encouragement, the pep that we try to bring to you on a weekly basis, thank you. It means a lot. I know that there are so many things out there that are vying for your attention, but that you would choose to give us about 35, 40 minutes on a Monday or whenever you listen to us during the week, that means a lot. And my earnest prayer is that you have derived some value from the things that we talk about on this podcast. And so today we are talking about the benefits, the emotional and mental benefits of taking a break, just hitting pause. And I think that this is a topic that can be so overlooked, but I think it's incredibly crucial for our well-being, and that's this power of taking a break. So entrepreneurs, dream chasers, hard workers out there, this is for you, okay? We have this relentless pursuit of success, but we often forget that a crucial part of success is pausing. It's the truth. You can speak to anybody who has encountered any measure of success. They will tell you that at some point in their life, they realized that they got more done when they paused than when they were actively on the grind or on the hustle. And see, this is not necessarily about resting your body, even though that's important. But I really want to talk about how this nourishes your mind and how it nourishes your soul. And here's the reason why we need breaks. Okay, so everywhere we go, everybody in our society glorifies hustle culture and grind culture. You keep going and going and going. You see that wall, you bang your head against that wall until that wall comes down, right? Like you keep going in a firm direction. You keep going and you keep going and striving and striving and striving 24/7. So we are so conditioned to believe that success can only come when we are about the grind and about that hustle 24/7, 365, no breaks. And we see it up and down social media, right? I call cap on that because that's where burnout comes from. That's where burnout is a very real thing, because pushing yourself 24/7, 365 is not sustainable. From a, you know, from a physical standpoint, you can't work out 8 hours a day for 7 days a week. You will sustain an injury. Your body needs time to recover. In the same way, your mind, your emotions, your soul, they all need time to recover. And that's where the power of the pause comes in. Because please believe Please believe, when you don't give your brain a chance to recharge, it's not going to be as sharp. It's like staying on your laptop and it overheating and then it burns out. That's your brain. And when you don't give your emotions and your soul time to recharge, when you don't take that pause for the cause, that those feelings of overwhelm and anxiety increase astronomically and exponentially. Look up the data. Look up research, okay? When you take a break, you increase your ability to problem solve. You increase your ability, you enhance your creativity and your overall productivity and your overall happiness and joy. It increases in a pause. Constantly pushing yourself, man, it can lead to depression and just overwhelming moments of stress. And you have to prioritize. We have to prioritize our mental well-being, our emotional and our physical well-being. And taking a break, hitting the pause button, it's just a powerful way to safeguard it. It's so important. And I think I started to realize, aside from a short break last summer, for about 3 weeks, we took a break. I really started to realize during this season, especially toward the latter few episodes, just the emotional highs and lows of podcasting. I think I spoke about this, how, you know, when we started off, I didn't expect a huge following because this was a new podcast. But as we've kept going, like I said, 54 episodes in, that's incredible. However, even though numbers aren't a thing, numbers are definitely a thing. Because in anything, we want to see a growth, right? I believe that I've seen a growth in my podcasting style and in the style of the podcast. But you also want to see that growth translate into growth in the downloads and listenership of the podcast. And again, everybody who listens, I am so thankful to you. I am incredibly thankful to you. But as far as being in podcast communities and listening to people who know, and they talk about things like knowing your listenership or engaging with them, interacting with them, we have not gotten to that point yet. And my mindset has been, we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. I can't take a break because a break is no, I can't get out of the flow. I have the discipline going. I'm motivated by it. So we have just continued to go, giving our best in every episode, every conversation that we've had. And we've had some bomb conversations, man. How about, you know, the last two episodes with Ralph Bassard? That's probably my favorite conversation of this season, maybe the entire podcast. But even in it, if you remember the episodes before that, I talked about what do you do when you want to quit? Because I had a moment, y'all, where I thought about completely walking away, just allowing, you know, Buzzsprout to remove the listing for the podcast. And I kind of had to, you know, go through a process that week that allowed me to see a pathway forward. And it wasn't depression or anything like that. I really think it's just, it was, you know, the spirit within me, the Holy Spirit, saying, yo, maybe you need to take a break. But see, hustle culture, again, will tell us that taking a break will stop our progress. But I want to give it to you in a different way, okay? Because I believe that anybody who is motivated to do something and has developed the discipline to see something through, even when they're taking a break is not a complete cessation of activities that progress you toward your point. Okay? So when I took my break, my 3 weeks off back in July, end of July, even though I wasn't putting out episodes, I was still doing interviews. I was still talking to people about the podcast. I was still reading things and consuming things about podcasts and podcasting to make season two the best episode yet. I think about my wife. She's been taking boards. She takes a board, then she pauses on her studying because she studied, test. Then she pauses before she starts studying for another board. But even in that pausing, it's not a cessation of activity. She's working her way back into study mode so that when she gets there, she's in optimal mode. I'm here to tell you that I believe that a purposeful pause, not a pause where you just sit on the couch and binge watch TV, even though that can be a good way to start your pause, but you can't stay there. But a purposeful pause will produce positive results. A purposeful pause will produce positive results. And I believe that when you pause with the plan, okay, I want to do this better, or I want to shore up my resume so that when I'm ready for my next job search, I know exactly what I'm doing, or I'm going to research these topics, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Even in your pausing, you still need to have goals for progression, because if you're not progressing, you're not staying level, you're falling behind. So even in a pause, in a moment of a break, in a season of a break, there still needs to be activity involved in that. And what I'm challenging you, my dreamers, my entrepreneurs, you're starting a business, you're a coach, you are, you know, a fitness coach, you're a life coach, you're a mindset coach, you are a teacher who's burnt out, because I know I have some friends who are like that. You are an administrator who's looking for something different. You are a photographer whose business hasn't gotten off of the ground. You are, you know, a speaker who hasn't gotten any speaking engagements yet, and you're grinding and you're hustling. Yo, you need to just stop. Just stop. And understand that you weren't made to go super hard in every season of life. And if you're saying, but yo, I can't afford to take a break right now, it's probably because you really need a break right now. And if you're waiting on life to give you a break, maybe life will give you a break sometimes, but sometimes you just need to say, I'm taking a break. And I want you to think of a break as an investment into your future self. Because by prioritizing your well-being today, you're setting yourself up for long-term success and fulfillment later on. And that's important. Because we don't want to build something that just sustains us today. We want to build something that sustains us from here into the future. It's not all about right now. It's about what comes next. And if you're too tired and worn out and frustrated to really, like, when the opportunity hits and you're not mentally and emotionally there, that's when the regret sets in. It's a bad feeling. So you have to take care of yourself. You have to give yourself permission to rest. You're not a machine. You're a human being with needs and limits. Embrace the power of the pause and watch how it transforms your life and your work. And that's the message. That's the message for this episode. Why? Because after this episode, I'm taking a break. And I know it's going to be about a month and maybe a little bit longer, because I have some things that I need to think about regarding the podcast. Maybe it's a rebrand. I could totally see it in my head, because if you like the music that plays in the beginning and at the end, enjoy it, because it's the last time that you're going to hear this music on this podcast, because it's time for a refresh. It may be time for a rebrand. It may be time for me to explore a completely new realm. I don't know yet. I'm trying to gain clarity, because as I've said several times, y'all, clarity is king. And, you know, this season we've tried uploading to YouTube. This season we have tried starting a Facebook group. This season we've tried a lot of different things that haven't necessarily worked, but trying them has given me ideas for better ways to do them in the future. But the constant thing has been that every episode, I've wanted to bring something special that speaks to the spark inside of you, because I believe in you. I believe that you have a gift inside of you that can change this world for the better. I have this belief in you that you have, you know, a special thing inside of you that needs to come out. And so I'm encouraging you to bring that out. And when I come back, I'm still going to be encouraging you to bring that out. I just don't know what form that's going to take. And so I'm going to take some time, get some clarity, you know, enjoy being off of the podcasting grind for just a little bit. But I'll miss you all in the process. And I'm not going to say I can't wait to come back, because I can. I'm going to be patient with the process. But just know that even though you won't be hearing from me every Monday, I'll drop some, you know, bonus stuff here and there, but it won't be regular. And the podcast, as you know it now, is going to go through some changes. And my hope and my prayer is that you will stick it out, and that when I come back, you will rock with me regardless of the form that this podcast takes. Can I count on you? I hope I heard some nods out there. I hope so. In the meantime, in the between time, you can hit me up at thepetpodcast@gmail.com, at underscore JB Speaks. I haven't really been putting a lot of social media content out there. Again, taking a break after doing it almost every day for three, almost 4 years. I needed a break from that too. And this learning to prioritize me, and listening to myself, this is something that I haven't been great about in the past, but I'm trying to be better about here in the future. Y'all, I'm even going to therapy now. I am even going to therapy because I want to be my best for my family. I want to be my best for present Justin, for future Justin. And I want to be the best for the people that I serve, you all included. So, yo, I got work to do. So do you. And we will continue working together when this podcast comes back, when it comes back. But until then, I love you. I think you're great. I think you're incredible. I think you're awesome. I think that you are a gift, a present to this world. So y'all know how we end the podcast every time. Until next time, y'all, keep it love, keep it light, and keep it peppy. Now, let me do it right. Keep it love, keep it light, and keep it peppy. This has been the Pep Talk Podcast with your boy, Coach J. I love you. Y'all be blessed. And